the eyes of all hope in thee, O Lord, and thou givest them meat in due season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How precious is the Holy Eucharist for a Christian. When we now open our 40 hours devotion, we make our Lord present in the Holy Eucharist, the object of our adoration and thanksgiving. Our eyes have been attached to Him, and we wait that He comes to us in the Holy Communion. Every Christian, even if he is fortunate enough to receive this heavenly meat regularly, needs often to be hungry for it. For most of us, it is somewhat difficult task to depict what it is like to feel true hunger. This was very strikingly once learned by one American priest on his visit to Europe in the 1950s. He was traveling in Germany and visited one of the concentration camps called Dachau, the same place where Carmelite priest Titus Brandsma was put to death in the cruel medical experimentations. And on this gruesome tour, when the visiting priest learned of this and the other terrible ways of putting men to death, he met one striking person. The group was guided by a man who had himself been an inmate in the camp. This man had been useful to the guards since he spoke 5 languages, so they had used him as an interpreter. And for his services, he had received an extra piece of bread. During the tour, some of the tourists had brought their lunch and had thrown some of the scraps on the ground. And priest watched how the former inmate almost leaped to pick up a piece of bread lying beside the roadway. Then this man held it up and told the priest with a quaking voice, "A piece of bread. Oh, how I hate to see even a crumb of it wasted. Precious bread. Only a man who is starving to death can know its value." This was the difference between life and death. We tend often forget that the difference between life and death is whether we have food in the table. And this is a burning agony for so many helpless souls in our world. Just this week, torrential rains and floods have created an emergency in Somalia and destroyed countless livestock and food supplies. Because that area lives mostly from livestock, the loss of these means loss of food. Dear faithful, no one needs to tell a man that in order to live, he has to eat. We only need occasionally to be reminded of this fact, as the former concentration camp inmate so strikingly did. Every one of you gathered here knows how precious and grace-filled gift the Holy Eucharist is. But this 40 hours adoration is a striking reminder for us of its magnificence. even though we don't need to be told to eat, the church has to occasionally order us to eat this sacrament. That's why she obliges every member of the church to receive Holy Eucharist at least once a year, and beneficially exhorts to receive it much more often, even daily, if possible. Our today's saint, Saint Albert the Great, once wrote that our Lord could not have commanded anything more beneficial, for this sacrament is the fruit of the tree of life. Anyone who receives this sacrament with the devotion of sincere faith will never taste death. Dear faithful, the act of thanksgiving is a virtue that all of us should polish and guard for all life long. All of us know how to say our thanksgiving before and after the meals. But we, and especially you children, should occasionally stop to think what it would be like to if we, some night, would have to go to bed without these beneficial fruits which nourish our body. As children, we are so used to the fact that every single morning and night, our mother provides us necessary meals to give us strength to walk through the day, whether we are thankful to her or not. Until one day we wake up to realize that I am all grown up, and instead of my mother providing me my meals, now I need to serve myself, whether I like it or not. And all those years when I took it for granted that I could every day sit down to enjoy a well-prepared meal, all those years are gone and will never come back. But even us adults should at least occasionally stop and think, are we really thankful to God of all the good food He provides us? We are very used to the fact that we are able to purchase food and groceries for ourselves and for our children, even if it takes hard work to ensure them. Yet we would most likely show much greater gratitude to our Lord if we would remember those millions who have no asset whatsoever to provide for themselves and their children, and who are forced to send their children to sleep crying for hunger. Like happens so often, only after we have lost something we realize its value. This former inmate of Dachau held the little piece of bread in his hand with awe and admiration, almost like Holy Communion, because he remembered his days of agonizing hunger and those years of imprisonment when a simple piece of bread meant the difference between life and death. It's probably only after we realize how desperate we are without bodily nourishment when we come to fully appreciate the need of spiritual nourishment. As our Lord says about Himself in today's Gospel, "This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and died, He that eateth this bread shall live forever. In a couple of weeks, we celebrate Thanksgiving, hopefully among our loving family members, if we are lucky enough to live near them, or if they are still among the living. But since the Blessed Sacrament is, in the beautiful words of Saint Albert, a beneficial fruit of the tree of life, make this weekend of 40 hours a great thanksgiving of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. It might be that when we ourselves are about to depart from this world and join our deceased loved ones, we wish that we would have spent less time worrying about the necessities of this short earthly life. For the days upon this earth will soon pass away, like the days of childhood. And we wish that, like in those days, when we realized how enormous sacrifices our mother did to ensure us our daily food, whether we were thankful for her or not, we, on our own last day, wish that we would have shown more appreciation for our good Lord, for this beneficial gift of the Holy Eucharist. For this gift, instead of our mothers providing for us for our days of childhood, this heavenly gift carries us into everlasting life. Bread, as so strikingly showed by that former inmate, means difference between life and death, but the Holy Eucharist means difference between everlasting life and everlasting death. As Prophet Zacharias says, "For what is the good thing of him, and what is his beautiful thing, but the corn of the elect?" Be grateful and thankful of this beautiful thing, and feel compassion to those millions and millions of men who wander upon this world in spiritual starvation, without that food which carries people to everlasting life. Our Lord has fulfilled his promise to you and given you his body and blood to carry you to everlasting life. Our 40 hours is a due season to spend time of thanksgiving addressed to him, to give thanks of all the days he has sustained ourselves and our dear ones, and most importantly, that his promise of eating his heavenly food will carry us to everlasting life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.